Let us pray. Gracious God, may these words that have been prayed over and meditated on be your words. May those here today hear what you have for them. We pray all of this in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Wow, this is really tall. I'm not used to being this high. I feel a bit like I'm on a mountain. I am pleased to be with you today, and I am pleased to be able to present this sermon to you all. So Alistair and I had a conversation a bit ago about the fact that as a preacher, I do not need to tie all the scriptures presented on a Sunday morning together into one nice, neat package. I could focus on one or two and let God carry the others into this space. Yet today's set of scriptures seem to belie that advice. This set of four texts actually offer a vision of Christian life that is both compelling and full of longing. But before we dive into them, let's take a look at a well-known Hebrew scripture that sets the stage for the narrative today's scriptures share with us all. Hebrews 11, 1 to 3 tells us that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith, our ancestors received approval. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. Think about that for a moment. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Hold this definition in your thoughts as we take a look at today's scriptures. Let's start with Acts, the story of a disabled man left at the beautiful gate of the temple to beg for alms. He is carried there and left, almost in, but not quite. Close enough to see worship, but never fully participate in it. He is left at the threshold, both a point of entry and a limit to the beyond. And this threshold image does not stop in Acts. Matthew offers the same image, not once, not twice, but three times. Matthew sits in a tax booth, the synagogue's daughter on the cusp of death, the woman hemorrhaging. Each person on the threshold of life, able to see it, to hear it, but not participate in it. And Genesis, the threshold image even holds true there. As God calls Abraham away from all that is familiar, and he is left walking into the unknown. Yet here is where the purpose of this threshold imagery becomes clearer. Abraham walks. He chooses to follow God's command to go into the unknown. He has faith that crossing this boundary into a future he does not know and cannot see is the plan God holds for him. His faith moves him across this threshold. And this call of faith remains true in Matthew. The woman reaches for the garment of Christ and is healed. The daughter hears the command of Christ and awakens from death. Matthew listens to the words of Christ and he follows. Even in Acts, you see this faith. The lame man obeys the command to look and see. In Jesus' name, he is healed and walks into the temple, into the worship he has witnessed but never participated in, into life unexpected. All of these people had paused, had stopped, were waiting on the edge of the threshold, and in faith they took that step forward and crossed into new life. Wow. Whatever we make of the details of these stories, the power of first seeing the threshold, recognizing the unseen Christ standing there, stepping across that point of no return into a new life is awe-inspiring, breathtaking, and perhaps just a little scary. And it makes me wonder, why would anyone do it? And this is where Psalm 33 steps in. You see, faith is not simply obedience or optimism or courage. Faith is possible because of who stands beyond the threshold. Psalm 33 proclaims a God who spoke the heavens into being, who gathered the seas, whose purposes stand forever, and who looks upon each and every one of us. Abraham could walk into the unknown, Matthew could leave his tax booth, the woman could reach for Christ's garment, and the lame man could rise and walk, because the future before them was not empty. The threshold before them was already occupied by God. And that makes me wonder. Earlier this year, I found myself standing at a threshold I had not expected. My doctor told me something I did not want to hear. After months of trying to push through exhaustion, pain, and illness, she told me I needed to stop. I needed to take time away from work, to rest, to heal, to trust that the world would continue running without me, just for a little while. Now I wish that I could tell you that I immediately accepted this wisdom with grace and enthusiasm. I did not. Come on now. I have responsibilities. People depend on me. I have work to do, commitments to honor. I wanted certainty. I wanted a plan, and hopefully one with a timeline and a guarantee written right in.
This wisdom with grace and enthusiasm.
Instead, I found myself standing on my own threshold, one between the life that I had known and a future I could not yet see. And I was reminded yet again that faith was not about having all the answers. Faith was about taking the next step anyway, trusting that God was already present in the unknown. And perhaps Abraham understood something of that feeling. Abraham was a husband, a son, a father, the leader of his family, a man with responsibilities and cares, and the need to make sure all his responsibilities were cared for. Can anyone here identify with that description? What about Matthew? A man doing his job, perhaps not too happy with it. Perhaps the community didn't look too highly on it. Perhaps he too had a family to care for, responsibilities to fulfill. And what about his future? The daughter of the synagogue leader, a member of a respected family, beloved and with her own duties of care, dreaming perhaps of a career or a family of her own. The hemorrhaging woman, what is her story? Was she a wife, a daughter, a mother? Was she shunned due to her infirmity? She too had hopes and dreams of a better future. If only. Do these people sound familiar? Do they sound like maybe your neighbors or a family member or people in your community? Each one with their own hopes and dreams, plans for the future, and wonderings about the present. And then, in an instant, the threshold they may not have even known was there opens before them. And this is where the scriptures, these stories, these lives meet ours, in the here and the now. Most of us will never be asked to leave our homeland, like Abraham. Most of us will never find ourselves sitting at the gate of the temple waiting for healing. Most of us will never hear Christ physically call us from a tax booth, or have the chance to touch his robes, or be brought back from death by his touch. Yet each one of us knows about the thresholds these people faced. the threshold between illness and healing, between grief and acceptance, between the work that defines us and the vocation that calls us, between remaining a child or maturing into an adult. The threshold between the person we were and the person we are becoming. The threshold between certainty and trust. We, each of us, knows thresholds. Some arrive suddenly with a phone call, a diagnosis, a loss, or an unexpected opportunity. Others stand quietly before us for years, waiting patiently until we are ready to step through. We meet them every day. The question is not whether thresholds exist. The question is whether we will trust Christ enough to walk through them. Whether today is the day we choose to listen, whether today is the day we take a step across what seems like an insurmountable barrier, a day in which we remember again that that threshold is not a wall. It is a door Christ stands within, directing us through to a new life. Perhaps it is this truth that reminds us that Scripture is not so far removed from our everyday lives. It is full of stories that point us directly to faith. Remember that thing I asked you to remember at the beginning of the sermon? Faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. It is what happens every time we find ourselves standing at one of life's thresholds and we choose to take the next step, trusting that God is already waiting for us on the other side. There is a thing I like to do with sermons, a thing that not only ties back to my own faith, but I hopefully helps people tie back to theirs. I like to leave people with a question, a homework assignment, a mini threshold to consider as you go about your week. You can talk about it with others, you can journal about it, you can go and shout about it on the beach if you want. Just don't forget it. So here is your homework for this week. What threshold is in front of you today, right now? Is it a wall? Is it a door? What threshold will you cross this week, knowing God is already there, occupying it, waiting to guide you into new life? Amen.